All right, hello guys. So welcome to your full moon Reiki and meditation. This is going to be the audio portion of it, and I've decided something while I am going through this little Reiki drip for you all is that one, I'm going to be updating the candle throughout the week until the candle is completely done. Which is, I think, going to really be helpful. And two, the general public messages are also going to be put up on the website, and I'm going to try and condense this. I'm going to email you guys this audio individually, and part of the write-up that I give you guys on what I saw and just the messages in general that are coming forth will be the individual things I saw for all of you whenever I was in the 3D. So let's go forward with this Reiki reading or your full moon reading. So I'm working with the full moon oracle deck. I thought, or not the full moon oracle deck, it's the Moonology oracle deck. Oh my God. But I thought this was really, really just an appropriate time for this type of reading. So one of the things I discussed in the Instagram post was whenever you get Reiki from me, be prepared to probably wake up really, really thirsty or kind of tired or kind of like you just feel hungover a little bit. And that is going to be okay. That is my energy moving through you, and it works out the best, honestly, whenever you are a little unaware of what I'm doing as I'm doing it. But either way, if you guys experience weird intense dreams, some people have said they feel somebody like touching them as I'm doing it, and I'm gonna be bopping back in and giving you guys additional Reiki for the next 3 days. So, yeah, let's enjoy that. So, let's go into the reading. The first card I pulled for you are Emotions Are Running High, Super Moon. And one of the interesting things about this card is I got a lot of messages saying, get prepared over the next season of 3 months of the winter. Like, people are going to come and go in and out of our lives, and that's going to be okay. That's going to be okay, but it's going to be super emotional, super intense, and we need to prepare for this season of kind of let go. It's not really so much a season of hibernation because I feel like we've been hibernating for a really long time. It is a season of letting go, but it's going to be a strong tug on you and tug on your, they're saying, belief systems as a whole. So let's get prepared for that. Yay. Everybody likes that, right? No. I did not like that whenever I saw that card, but it's gonna be okay. So, one of the things that we have here is this three-part card that tells a deeper story to this new season of letting go that we're gonna have. And they show me like a skin, like a snake set shedding its skin. We're all becoming new people. We're all stepping into this 3D world, and some of us are just going into their spiritual journey and kind of dipping a little baby toe. And some of us are like, I'm ready to go full force. And a lot of people are just trying to balance their physical world and their spiritual world. And really, what's going to happen is that you're going to find that they collide quite nicely together in really unique situations that are just going to kind of come upon you and sneak up. So our next card that we pulled is the Adjustments Are Required, third quarter moon. So they are saying, the spirits are saying that, we're going to be tested. Oh, you want to be spiritual? Oh, you want to go down this path? Okay, let's just let you discover what a dead person looks like in their spiritual body, as you have to be normal. As you're talking to your coworker, you're going to see this dead person be walking down the hall, and you're going to question your reality for just a smidge second, and you're going to be uncomfortable. That's called, I like to call a cute little spiritual adjustment, real world spiritual problems. And really, what's happening is you can't be in this intense energy and say, oh, I want to manifest all the things and not have everything else come with it. That's just, it's not how that works. And if you are listening to people that are going to tout those lies, then, just be prepared for the consequences that are going to come with that. And they're also giving the message of know where your boundaries are. Know when you are uncomfortable, and know that it is okay to say the word no and to kind of put your foot down on that. Okay, like it's okay to be like, no, this is bullshit. Like everything is bullshit. This is bullshit, and I don't wanna do this anymore. And I think it's gonna get uncomfortable for a lot of people this season before it gets better. And that sucks. I often say that I am personally ahead of the game because my life is just one shit show after another. And I am ahead of the game in the personal shit show arena, and I'm now reliving my 2019 winter, which is fine because I already know what that looked like. And I am 100% prepared for that. And I feel like people are reliving old cycles and old patterns because we're finally getting ready to gush out and cut out all of these older not diagrams or just belief systems that have held us back for a really long time. And this eclipse is really fucking illuminating that. And it's hard. It's really hard. And I feel like if you are a Sagittarius or you know a Sagittarius, you need to pray for them. I'm doing that for my husband. My poor husband is a Sagittarius, and he is so tired right now. He's so exhausted. And I think the Sagittarius signs are either gonna flourish or they're gonna fall on their fucking face right now. So, yeah, if you're feeling that way, because Sagittarius season is here, I'm sorry. And it's going to get better. And that's why we're in this season of letting go or shedding new skin. It doesn't always have to be letting go of a person, but it can be letting go of accepting a person's behavior towards you. And that can be in the form of putting boundaries or not always reacting the way you would normally react. And how that's gonna play out, it's a cute little trick. It's called your commitment is being tested. First quarter moon, and that's our third moonology card. Our first quarter moon is really gonna be like, okay, you wanna do this? Okay, we're gonna be the toddler that's gonna test you now, and we're just gonna suck up all of your patience. And that's a good and bad thing, because you're really gonna see how badly you want this new path, this new thing that you're trying really hard to obtain. We're gonna see that, okay? So the next card we have is show the world the real you, full moon in Aquarius, which is interesting because we kind of started this year in this whole big Aquarian age, and it was really great for a lot of air signs. And I think it's going to come back around. And by meaning of that, if you're making this new commitment to be your true self and to just manifest all these things, then you need to kind of own it in a way that you have never owned it before. Maybe you start off small and you buy a crystal and you put the crystal in the living room. Or maybe you just start telling people that, hey, I got my tarot cards read, and it's the best therapy I think I've ever had, or hey, I read tarot, would you like your cards read? Any of those scenarios, like try it out, get uncomfortable in a really deep pattern with yourself that kind of builds a unique self-love that I think we all need. And the answers you need are coming. So, what we're asking for, sometimes we get impatient as humans because spiritual world doesn't have a human time clock. Okay, 10 minutes of Reiki, and I can have clients come back and say they've felt wonderful all day long, and really, that's because time doesn't exist, and that's a paradigm we have instilled in our human form. And we've made it meaningful, but really, it's not meaningful because whatever has happened to you is still happening and has already happened in the past tense, which is a really weird thing and kind of freaks me out, to be honest, whenever I really sit down and try and think about it. But the answers you need are coming because your spiritual body needs time to catch up with your physical body's wants and needs. And then also, we need to make time for our ancestors and our spirit guides. And how is the best way we can go about that? Is to taking a moment to be our spiritual selves. And this can be like pulling some cards for yourself, this can be listening to this group reading. This can be taking time to receive Reiki. And it can be as little as reading a book or journaling. As I was telling somebody today, that I think pulling tarot cards for myself is a part of my me time, it's a part of my spiritual practice. And I have to make that a priority because whenever I don't, I suffer and I sabotage myself. And it's so easy to fall into that dead skin that keeps me from flourishing and embracing a deeper spiritual awakening. And I think we all fall into that trap. We get comfortable in what no longer serves us because it's easy and we don't really have to think about it a lot. So one of the next things that we have for us is prosperity lies ahead, new moon in Taurus. And I kind of love that because the Taurus sign is an earth sign. I think I should know this off the top of my head. But they have a lot of stubbornness within them. And we actually do have some earth with our candle. I brought in some dirt from outside. And that is to help ground me and ground my connection with you and ground you all inside of your own physical body, so we're all not floating around, hee-hawing and going everywhere in the spiritual realm and picking up everybody else's energy, which is also a really important thing to kind of protect ourselves from and not avoid, but just know whenever enough is enough. So, whenever it says prosperity lies ahead, that can be a number of things. Prosperity lying ahead can mean, you know, we're not just here for ourselves, we're here for each other, and we're here building a community around the fact that we are going to be better than we were today. And ultimately, that is the goal in any type of counseling or spiritual help or connection is, you know, we might not be able to make a book float across the room towards us. That would be cool as shit as we could, but it's acknowledging the deeper existence that we are beyond our human selves at this point. And that is why it can be money prosperity, or it could be spiritual prosperity, or just kind of getting our mental health correct. The point is we need to be and make a priority in being better than we are today each time we try. All right, and our next and final two cards before I do kind of a closing, and then I'm gonna do a few minutes of Reiki, depending on how long my computer battery lasts, which is Believe in the Impossible, Blue Moon. I love that card because it's asking you to trust in yourself and to trust in your own intuition. And I think that's a really great thing to be doing right now during this full moon, is to begin, if you are having trouble trusting your instincts, and if you are not having that type of trouble, then we need to deepen our connection with those. And that happens with me, that happens with everyone. I was telling somebody today that I think my third eye is going through a spiritual awakening. And you can have different staged spiritual awakenings where, like, one, you're kind of coming to terms with, holy shit, this shit is real. And two, like, let's dive deeper into it. Let's do this. Let's do that. The way in which you are guided through the spiritual awakenings kind of depends on when you are ready and when you're ready to let go of, you know, really traumatic and painful things that can hold us back. Or sometimes it's just fear of what's in this realm that is beyond the physical body. And I can tell you from circumstance of just diving in head first, being like, let's see what's the worst that could happen. Probably not the best attitude to have. Don't do like I do. It makes you a better person going through these things and trying to self-heal in any way that you can. But we have to get our faith and our intuitive side within us. And that is not really something that a tarot reader can teach. You have to be ready to join me on that bridge. I can tell you it's really cool over here all day long, but you have to be ready. So our last card tonight before I do the closing message and a little bit of Reiki that you guys can hear and listen to with some light language is You Are Good Enough. Full moon in Virgo, which I love because hello, today's a full moon, yay. So you are good enough. Whatever your doubts in a situation are, fuck that shit. Fuck it. Don't let people stop you, and don't let your inner voice stop you if it's one that is causing you harm. And more often than not, our inner voice that causes us harm wins than any person who could try and be like a cheerleader for us. And that's unfortunate, and that's a really hard pattern to unlearn. But if you take nothing else from this little group experience, is that you are good enough. The effort that you are putting in is good enough. And there is no one that could replace the amount of work that you are doing, because is no one else on the planet like you. You are it. We came here, we reincarnated, and we came here to relearn the human experience. Is it shitty sometimes? Yes. Is it wonderful sometimes? Yes. And we have to remember both parts equally. But there will always be external forces that will cause you to test that inner resolve. And it's a cute trick to blindly believe in yourself as much as you will blindly believe in someone else. So with that, I'm going to leave you with the closing messages that I wrote down that I did not make public because I felt like they were a little inappropriate just to be sharing willy-nilly with everyone and their mama. So here are closing notes. These are messages that I received as a collective. I touched each and every one of you in the spiritual realm whenever I was giving you guys Reiki before I started recording. So, as we gathered all around, each of your spirit guides came to me, and they all kind of collectively said, as one, each of you come to me with different moments of healing. But what we need to acknowledge is that we are not alone in this need. It isn't just you. It isn't just you who are alone or feel desperate or feel like you can't grasp an answer. It is kind of a collective need, want of all of us. We are not alone in our desperation. As we move forward throughout the phase of this full moon and this eclipse, know that we will begin to see an exodus of our current people, of our current surroundings. I think a lot of people, instead of going from into this winter, are going to start, instead of hibernating, we're going to start seeing people kind of branch off from us, our situations. They're going to outgrow you, and don't be surprised if that happens. Expect a lot of swift changes to be coming to people's individual lives and our lives as a collective. It's going to be really emotional what comes for all of us. And it's going to be deep and big. And I don't think it's, it doesn't feel quite as deep and big as the pandemic. But it's going to be an illuminating year. And the year we have coming up, I believe, is six. Is a 6 year, the number six. And we're going to be balancing out everything that 2020 and 2021 kind of fucked up. And I think it's going to be good, but our emotions are going to be really, really high before they can rebalance themselves. So now we are going to do a little bit of Reiki that you guys can actually listen to. Because I think I have about just enough battery life on this computer to do it. And you guys can listen to me giving you all some more Reiki, and then I'm gonna close out the ceremony. So I want you all to get comfortable and take a nice deep breath in. I want you to just go ahead and get grounded and just know that this is going to be for your highest good, your best good, and that this is designed to kind of take all of your woes away. That's what this Reiki full moon healing was really calling for, to take your woes away and to de-stress, decompress. So many different healings are to get you to do this, that, and the other, and I feel like we just needed a moment to breathe. But so many of us never take that moment for ourselves because we're too busy making sure everybody else does. So this is our collective moment for that. So as you settle, I want you, if you are not in a sitting position, to pause this. That's why you get to keep it. Pause it and get your ass somewhere and sit down. You need to make time for yourself. And if you absolutely have to be doing something, make sure you put some headphones in or something. Make it just for you. because it's an important thing to acknowledge that this is just for you. So I hope we're sitting by now, and I want you to go ahead and close your eyes. Hopefully I can play some cheesy music that you guys can listen to. So I want you to go ahead and close your eyes. Take a couple more deep breaths in. And I want you to just relax. Let your shoulders drop. Let your sternum relax. Put your hands where they feel most comfortable. And go to the space inside yourself that makes you feel calm, that feels like home, because that is what you need. You need home right now. Donde rabadaba se sosando. Dronde rabosaro apasando. Dronde arbosara barba pasado. Dronde abosar arbasado. Dronde abosar aposado. Queje cesar etando repatado. Queje cesar usando rabojado. Queje se trabosada arrojado. Queje se trabosado abojado. Queje se trabosado abojado. Queje se trabosado abojado. Remember to breathe in and out and in and out. We're relaxing as we feel tingling or heat in our hands. Deep breaths now. Prendere sal ososo alejado. Prendere sal ososo alejado. Prendere sal ososo alejado. Prendere sal ososo alejado. Grehere arusado sasohando. Grehere arusado sasohando. Grehere arusado sasohando. Grehere arusado sasohando. Grehere haro haro sasusando. Grehere haro saro sasusando. Grehere haro saro sasusando. Grehere haro saro sasusando. Grehere haso saso santo saro. Grehere haso saso saso santo. Grehere saso saro sa asando. So as you begin to relax, I want you to go ahead and come back down from your energy. This was your reading and your Reiki. Whenever you get a chance, open your eyes and look around you and just feel the specialness and the amazingness of this full moon. Go outside if you can. Take a look at it. Do what feels right to you. And I will see you again next time, friends. If you're a part of the Witch's Circle, we'll be doing this again on the next full moon. If you are not a part of the Witch's Circle, and you've just bought into this Reiki event for just tonight, no worries, you can always join the Witch's Circle and get more Reiki if you would like, and more readings if you would like. If not, maybe I'll see you around again. I always welcome questions or feedback or anything you want to say after we do these readings. Have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving.